Live from the K2 Center in Des Moines, we bring you boys basketball on 93.7 KKRL, featuring the number one team in 2A, your Kemper Catholic Knights, and the number seven ranked 1A team, the St. Albert Falcons. It's a Hawkeye 10 showdown as the Knights look to essentially lock up the conference crown for the second straight year with a victory tonight. From the CB Sports Network, this is the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Alongside Mason Nealand, I'm Nick Brinks. We come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Both teams come in with 17 wins on the year. St. Albert with four losses. Kemper with three. St. Albert with one conference loss. Kemper with none. St. Albert, tonight, they see this as an opportunity for them to get a slice of the Hawkeye 10 championship. For Kemper, if they win it tonight, it's not a done deal necessarily, but they'll have the tiebreakers if something crazy happens when they play Creston on Thursday. So Kemper looking to wrap things up, but St. Albert, they still got a shot, and they'll be playing some good basketball, I'm sure, here over the next 90 minutes.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Nick, I've had the pleasure of calling plenty of Kemper games this season. Jeff and I kind of joked about it, and I was like, shoot, I've called all the good Kemper games. I went down and called them against Glenwood when they blew them out. I went and called their game against Dakota Valley. I went and called their game against Clear Lake. I went and called their game against Storm Lake. The one constant about this team, they are just so athletic. They're so freakishly good on defense. They're amazing on offense. Even on their bad offensive nights, they look good on bad offensive nights.
Kemper coming off a win over Shenandoah on Friday, their 11th straight, 73-54. Ryan Clare led the way with 21 points and 7 rebounds. Griffin Glenn and Jack Bating each added right around 14 to 16 points. And for St. Albert, they had a 12-game winning streak going on. Trainer knocked that off on Saturday, 79-47. So they kind of got their butts handed to them on Saturday. They're going to be looking to bounce back here against arguably an even better team tonight. So you look at St. Albert having to play Trainer and then Kemper back-to-back. That's a tough stretch to end the season.
I just saw Trainer against Kuhn, and, you know, I looked at that and I said, oh, Kuhn's got a chance on that one. And then Trainer kind of, I don't know what to call it. I would call him almost a revenge tour. They lost to Tri-Center early in the season, and since then, Trainer has just been on a tear. They are just a phenomenal ball club, and for them to blow out St. Albert, that kind of showed me, I was like, what can Kemper do tonight now? And it also gives you kind of a head-to-head comparison at the same time of the season. What does a number six seed Trainer look like compared to a number one seed Kemper? So that's kind of what I was keeping my eye on. But I tell you what, if Trainer did that to St. Albert in their good game and St. Albert had a bad game, you better hope if you're St. Albert that tonight you do not have a bad game.
It's the Mackey Motors pregame show. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight as we get to see a pair of ranked teams here in classes 1A and 2A at the Casey Center. And we mentioned it in the girls game earlier that both teams had aspirations of getting to the state tournament. Same story here on the boys' side. We'll take a quick break and be back with starting lineups next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dree's Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dree's Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dree's Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Back in Des Moines at Casey Center, starting lineups for your Kemper Knights, the usual suspects. 6'2 junior Dylan Schoen, 6'2 junior Griffin Glenn, 6'2 senior Jack Bating, not 6'2, 6' junior Teddy Perkins, and 6'5 senior Ryan Clare. Clare leads the team in scoring, rebounding, and blocks, 17.5 points, 6.5 rebounds. And for St. Albert, their starters tonight, Makai Weilage, a 6'1 sophomore, a 6'3 sophomore Cooper Hamilton, a 6' senior Noah Narmi, a 6' senior Chris Mosley, and 6'4 sophomore Colt Spencer. Spencer the leading rebounder, Hamilton the leading scorer, just under 20 points a game. Three sophomores in the starting lineup for St. Albert. They're pretty good. Just makes you wonder just how good they might be in a year or two as well.
Yeah, and this is your chance as well if you're coming into this game and you look at it this way. I think St. Albert should look at it this way. I don't think a lot of people think St. Albert are going to win when you look at the rankings and you look at the points per game, all that stuff like that. I mean, you look at it, and Kemper's kind of a heavy favorite in this game. If you're St. Albert, you go into this saying, we're a ranked team, we're good as well. Let's show them how good we truly are.
Kemper, winners of 11 straight. They've won the last four over St. Albert, including 1 year ago, 77-68. Pretty close that night. Kemper beat them by 50 a couple seasons ago, 101-51. I think we'll be a little closer to the 77-68 tonight as Ryan Clare and Colt Spencer, leading rebounder and tallest player on each team, stand on the Iowa Wolves logo at half court, ready to inbound. Clare wears number 24, Spencer number 50, and Clare will try to set the tone early for the Knights. Ball is tipped. St. Albert takes the first win of the night. They'll check the box, and they'll try to finish, but they can't. Layup off the glass and rebounded by Jack Bating. Now the Knights will push. We'll see how quickly they move. Left corner with Teddy Perkins. Now they'll set up the offense. Bating drives right side. Inside, fancy footwork, and nice movement of the arm to find an opening and a layup for two. Kemper's on the board first.
Yeah, I tell you what, Jack's a guy that's grown athletically, so he has the ability to go up and under like that and finish around taller defenders.
Makai Weilage, the sophomore point guard for St. Albert at the top. Underneath now with Spencer, a double team. Bank shot, no good. Tipped around, rebounded by Schoen, the junior. And now pushing out front, Jack Bating takes an early three, a little long off the far side of the rim with a graze, and a rebound for Noah Narmi, number three scorer on the team behind Hamilton and Colt Spencer. A toss to the left side, Spencer at the left elbow, turn around, and look, he finds Hamilton, lets the three fly to take the lead.
And that was an open three, I mean, there was nothing there.
64 made threes this year, and Dylan Schoen drives the other way for the Knights to put Kemper back on top, back-to-back lead changes.
And for St. Albert, you got to slow this thing down on their offensive end, because if you run a track meet with Kemper, I don't think there's plenty of teams in the state of Iowa that can compete in a track meet with the Kemper Knights.
Makai Weilage to Spencer at the free throw line. Underneath Weilage to the corner. Three, Mosley off the rim, no good. And Griffin Glenn pulls down the rebound. He's always easy to find. Just look for the white headband. Hand off to Dylan Schoen. Shakes off a defender. Double teamed. Finds Clare. Lost the handle on it. Bating's there to scoop it up. Now to the left wing. Glenn, three, and he splashes it home. And the Knights are on top by four.
Glenn had a guy on his right side, too, and was able to make that. He's taken that Brock Bating step as a junior now. When Bating went out, he's been their leading three-point shooter and top 10 in the state of Iowa, regardless of class.
41 made three, shooting over 45% behind the arc. He has been outstanding from deep. That's a four-point lead. Make it a one-point lead. Long three from Cooper Hamilton, and he's got all of their six. A couple triples for the sophomore. At the other end, Perkins finds Bating. Close range, no good, but Clare cleans it up and puts it back in at the rim.
And you're seeing this abundance of talent that Kemper's got tonight. Plenty of guys getting the ball in their hands. Plenty of guys finding buckets.
9-6 Kemper, now Jack Bating with a steal, and he stepped on the near sideline. He got the steal right near the half-court stripe. His momentum carried him about an inch or two too far.
Yeah, and that one, I mean, with these courts, if this is a home court for Kemper, they know exactly where that out-of-bounds line is. They practice on it every time, but with this being a completely different court, a completely different feel, and a bigger arena as well, you may not know exactly where you're at on the court.
And we saw that several times in the girls' game, too, especially on the one inbound play where they stepped on the line going on an inbound play. So we've seen it a few times tonight, maybe have an impact.
Yeah, because normally you're like, oh, there's fans right behind me. But when you're on this side inbounding, there's nothing but you and I in this back, and we're way far away from the court.
They've got all the fans on the other side of the arena, all of the Falcon and Knight fans that made the trip. We're kind of all by our lonesome here in the Gatorade broadcast booth on the near side of the gym, or the arena, as Spencer drives to the hoop. Nice little spin move, gets the bank shot to go, and he's fouled the boot.
I tell you what, Nick, though, for Kemper tonight, if St. Albert can push him, I think that's a bigger win if they can pick up the win tonight, because going into the postseason, you need teams to push you. You don't want to kind of coast into the postseason and then get caught off guard by a good team.
I know Kemper's had some quality wins here of late with Storm Lake and Lewis Central to set themselves apart in the race for the Hawkeye 10, and then obviously you had that Storm Lake game last week as we're all tied up at 9 as Colt Spencer hits the and one. They would like one more here, one more quality win before the playoffs. They do have the Creston game on Thursday as we've got a driving layup from Dylan Show, and he makes quick work of that possession. St. Albert trying to match the tempo, but they work it toward the hoop, and they're going to travel with it. Turnover from Noah Narmi.
That's the same comment I made again there. Not many teams can keep up with the pace Kemper does, so don't try and speed yourself up. You're saying, oh, play your style, and then try and catch up later.
Ryan Clare, left wing, three, and the Knights have hit all. They've hit a couple now with Griffin and Clare. And now St. Albert probably wisely here to slow it down a little bit. To the right elbow, to the right corner, three from Narmi, in and out, no good. Griffin Glenn, the rebound, flicks the wrist, finds Schoen at the other end. Defender fades away, and he finishes with another easy layup.
Yeah, and if this thing keeps growing, you're probably seeing a timeout coming soon, but Kemper has kind of found their rhythm early into this game.
Couple of threes for the Knights, a couple for the Falcons, both from Cooper Hamilton. Spencer at the free throw line against Clare. Out to the right side, Mosley. Hand off Spencer. Double team, tries to split through, and he somehow finds Pater as he lays it in for a couple. 16-11, and the points are flying with fury here in the early going after a low-scoring effort from the girls earlier for Kemper. They really struggled in our opener. Dylan Schoen dances into the lane again, and he's got four layups. All of his points coming from the paint. That's where Kemper struggled in the last game. No such struggles here in the boys' game.
Yeah, Nick, I tell you what, smart time out there because Kemper started, again, like I said, I keep reiterating myself, but they started to make it a track meet. I mean, they were pushing the ball really fast. St. Albert wasn't getting back on defense, and then on the offensive end, Kemper used maybe 10, 12 seconds of the shot clock almost every time. They weren't really sitting there and waiting on an offensive set, and I think Kemper's the best when they do get those type of looks, because when you're able to come down and get to your spots, make your shots, and kind of push your own tempo, that's when Kemper's most effective.
18-11 Kemper in the first quarter.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
A fantastic offensive first quarter so far for the Knights. They have a 7-point lead, 3:38 to go. 18-11 over the St. Albert Falcons, number 7 and 1A, number 1 and 2A, squaring off here at the Casey's Center as Jack Bating palms it and taps it out of bounds. The pass intended for Mosley goes awry, and the Saints, or the Falcons, will keep it on their end of the floor from the sideline. Inbound pass to Morgan Young, the junior out there for the first time. They've got some subs in, including Ben Crone, a junior. To the corner, three missed by Young, and it's rebounded. Griffin Glenn up the floor for the Knights. At the top, shakes off the defender with a nice back cut dribble. Now Schoen finds Clare, right wing. And he draws contact from his defender, Noah Narmi, with a whistle and a foul.
Again, a lot of people do talk about the offense Kemper has because it is elite. But the other thing is they're so athletic that defensively it just comes a little easy because they can jump passing lanes, they're strong on the inside, they're athletic enough to get up and block shots, but that's where they've really strived this season.
Inbound pass for the Knights. They've got it at the top Tanner Bating's in there for the first time. They'll drive in and a rare miss here, a layup that didn't have enough on it from Dylan Schoen. Had a chance to get to 10 points here in about 7 minutes, 5 minutes rather. And now at the other end, a three splashed home, the third from Cooper Hamilton, 66 on the year, and whether it's the NBA line or in front of it, he's dangerous.
Yeah, that's a deep three.
Schoen inside, point blank two for Tanner Bating. Schoen with the dish, averaging over three assists per game, number two on the team. Racks up one there in the left wing. St. Albert with the basketball with Noah Narmi inside and floats the layup. 20-16, St. Albert trying to go step for step with the Knights. At the left wing, three on the way, and it's missed by Bating, but they get an offensive rebound. At the rim, Dylan Schoen puts it back, and he's got 10 points in 6 minutes. Not too shabby for the junior.
Yeah, and Schoen's one of those guys. He's a rim runner. I mean, he gets to the rim, and he's there almost every play.
Left wing, three on the way, rebound by Claire. Looks like a quarterback with that pass up the floor. Jack Bating gets the finish. I think Schoen was in there, too, with the assist. Bating's got a couple buckets here in the first quarter. It's 24-16. Kemper on pace right now for well over 100. 90 seconds to go, opening quarter. Left side, St. Albert. Left elbow, jumper on the way, and a splash from Hamilton. His first bucket from inside the perimeter with a timeout taken by Coach Minahan and the Knights. But, boy, what a... I could maybe count on a couple fingers how many shots the Knights have missed tonight. Everything is, they're making it look easy.
Yeah, there has not been anything that Kemper has put up that hasn't either touched the rim or gone through the net. And I tell you what, everyone looks good. Dylan looks good on the inside. Jack looks good on the inside. They are really doing a nice job scoring the ball.
If you're Kemper, you're probably a little frustrated with how open Cooper Hamilton has been. You don't have to look at film. You just have to look at numbers to know that he is a guy you need to guard when you've when you're hitting over 35% behind the arc and you've knocked down 60-plus. You know you're going to be looking to take the shots, and he has taken some open shots. I think he's 3-for-4 behind the arc. He's got 9 of their 18 from there. He's got another couple, so he's got 11 of their 18. So I think if you're Kemper, Coach Minahan probably wanted to say, watch number 14, let's slow him down. Make somebody else step up. Schoen to Glynn, left wing, three on the way, and there's a miss, but guess who? Oh, Schoen. I thought his putback was going to fall in, but it was a little short. So Schoen with just his second miss of the game, all coming right at the rim. Kemper tries to steal it away on a deep pass from St. Albert, but the Falcons will keep it here under their own basket.
I tell you what, Nick, too, South Central Calhoun beating East Sac in overtime by 2 points for KC Miners tonight. That girls' game was probably a really good one for them.
What a game over on Kick 106.7. Their boys game wrapping up or getting ready to begin over there as well. And that Twin Lakes action travel here for Ben Crone. St. Albert will turn it over. And every turnover or missed shot allows Kemper to run the floor quickly, stretch the lead. And with 24 points in 7 minutes, I think they've got a couple more buckets in them here in the quarter.
Yeah, and this is going to be impressive for him if Kemper can get out here and kind of get past 26, maybe 27 points in the quarter.
Schoen in the left wing, inside, outside. Corner look for Glynn. Underneath, a little dump off to Claire, and they connect for a couple. Claire with 7 in the quarter. 26-18, largest lead of the day for the Kemper Knights. Here in this Hawkeye 10 boys showdown from the Casey Center in Des Moines. Corner 3 from Crone. And it's rebounded by Schoen. Shot clock is off. Schoen to the front court. Bounce pass to Bating. Near side, Perkins. Open for three. Drives inside. Floats the short two. Off the rim. Rebound goes in the hands of Morgan Young. Now up front with Colt Spencer in a spin move. He gets around his defender, Glynn. 10 seconds left. Final possession of the quarter. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. At the top, Tanner Bating to the free throw line. Kick to the left corner. Claire, three. In and out at the buzzer. Had a shot at his second triple of the opening quarter. But the Knights will put up 26. St. Albert 20 after one. And you're listening to live high school boys basketball coverage on 93.7 KKRL.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Live on 93.7 KKRL. We are back underway. Second quarter, Kemper by six. They have looked great on offense. St. Albert, though, they've been able to match for the most part. Schoen pump fakes the three, and he finishes with everything but the slam. He lays it in for the sixth time in this one. An early 12 for the junior Dylan Schoen to lead the Knights with their 28-20 lead. Early second quarter on KKRL. We're live in the Gatorade broadcast booth. And a shot from the top of the key missed by Hamilton. Wasn't really open. Kemper probably played that one best of all of his three attempts. He just was going to make them. He was going to make it happen whether he was open or not. Now they'll work inside. We've got some contact. And we have not seen a whole lot of fouls in this one. It's a foul here on Jack Bating as he ditched the undershirt in the quarter break.
Yeah, went to the kind of bear look underneath the arms.
Inbound pass to Hamilton in the right wing. Now he's double teamed. Pass deflected inside Krohn. Down to the left baseline. Long two. And swatted from behind. Spencer gets fouled on his putback attempt after the offensive board. And the Knights pick up a couple fouls here. Tanner Bating, the senior, with a couple points in that first quarter. He fouls here early in quarter two. 7:08 to go until halftime. And we will see Spencer at the free throw line. He had 7 points in that first quarter. And he's got a free throw here. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Nobody else has been to the line tonight. 9 minutes into the game.
I will tell you, if Kemper can go on a run, then they can control this game. But with St. Albert kind of keeping the door open this entire time, it's interesting to see if they can maybe get all the way down to a tie or maybe their lead of their own.
Spencer goes 1 for 2, misses on the second attempt. And now Perkins to Claire. Claire to the top. Schoen drives inside. And he puts one off the side of the rim. I think if you added up his 6 made shots, they probably have about a total of 2.5 feet of air yards. It's an analytical, or it's a, what do they call it, next-gen stats in the NFL. Missed three from St. Albert, rebounded by Ryan Clare. And they'll push quickly. Bounce pass to the corner for Teddy Perkins. A lob to the top. Ryan Clare drives, pump fake to three, draws some contact. He's got free throws coming. Couple Falcon defenders in the area. And it'll belong to Makai Weilich. Their first foul of the quarter. 28-21. Kemper by 7 right now, and Claire will have a chance to stretch it out to 8 or 9. Claire this year, he's gotten to the free throw line a lot. Over 100 attempts. He's shooting 66%. And that one looked ugly from the start. It comes up well short, hits the front of the rim, and clanks off. So he'll try to knockdown number 2. On the floor for Kemper, you've got Dylan Schoen, and actually Dylan just subbed out. Jordan Tryon came in. Claire, Glenn, Perkins, and Jack Bating out there too. Claire's second attempt, in and out, rolls off no good. Kemper's first free throw attempts of the night both miss. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. They led 26-20 at the end of the quarter. 2-1 here in the quarter. Now Makai Weilich gets a nice backdoor cut from Spencer, and he finishes with a layup, and it's a 5-point game.
And for Kemper now, you can't kind of lollygag through this quarter. You got to get some buckets and maybe make some shots here.
Jordan Tryon, corner three, and he splashes another one for the Knights. It's their third, his first. 25 on the year, inside at the other end. They'll get an offensive rebound. Nope, they have to fight for it. It's still loose. St. Albert will eventually come away with it after the missed shot from Morgan Young. Now Weilich to the corner. Three from Avery Beck, and he answers. We've got a whistle and a shove after the fact. So the three should count, I think. Or no, it actually came off the board. No, it will be. It will be after the three was good.
Yeah, now St. Albert going to get yet again another possession. And, you know, a two puts us down to a three-point game, and a three puts us down to a two-point game, Nick. So a very big foul there.
So they hit the three, and then Kemper fouled. So St. Albert essentially is going to get back-to-back possessions here. Inbound pass to Spencer. To the top, Weilich. Now Hamilton catch and shoot right wing, and he's making it look too easy. And they go and pull themselves within a couple here. 31-29, thanks to back-to-back threes with a Kemper foul in between. So Kemper hardly even touched the ball in between. Schoen at the other end lays it up, rolls around, falls through. 14 for Schoen. And that felt like a bucket Kemper kind of needed.
Yeah, Dylan's doing a nice job today of just finding his way to the bucket. But they've got to stop Hamilton on the other end. He's kind of taken over.
Hamilton lost the handle on it here with a bunch of Knights contesting his driving effort to the lane. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. But kudos to St. Albert. They have come out here early, and they have gone step for step. And they'll have a chance here down by four as they work to the right wing with Makai Weilich. A chance with 5 minutes to go in the first half to get it down to a possession. Weilich right wing, finds a screen, drives toward the left elbow, spins inside, drives underneath, and lays it off the glass, no good. Griffin Glenn there for the rebound. He takes up the floor to the right elbow. Passes it to Claire. Now hands it off to Jordan Tryon. Hit a three a little bit ago. He goes and knocks down another one. Tryon's got a couple off the bench, and it's back to a seven-point lead. 4:35 to go in the first half here on 93.7 KKRL. Coach Minahan patrolling the sideline for the Knights. Tim Cannon, the head coach of the Falcons, as Jack Bating and Jordan Tryon contest the pass from St. Albert, tip it out of bounds, and the Falcons will keep it on the near sideline. 4.5 minutes remaining in the half.
Texting with Coach Yatmara. We'll also have him and a player coming up at halftime. He was kind of asking us if, you know, we want him coming up, and I was like, we always welcome you guys up here in the booth.
Inside with Colt Spencer. St. Albert gets an awkward shot off, and Dylan Schoen is there for the rebound. High pass out front to Jack Bating in the right wing. Hand off Schoen, and he wants to find the lane. Kicks it out to the top. Glenn to Bating, driving inside with a whistle and a foul, and foul number two on the Falcons here in the quarter, and they both belong to Makai Weilich.
Let me tell you what, Nick, that first quarter kind of flew by because there was a lot of scoring. The second quarter kind of got a little slower with the fact that both teams have started to miss a couple of shots back and forth.
Bating inbounds it to Bating. Jack to Tanner. Now inside with Griffin Glenn, and he finishes with a short floater, and Glenn has five here in the on the night. Nine-point lead. After all of that, Kemper has their largest advantage of the day. Bounce pass inside to Spencer. He's working against his defender. To the corner, Hamilton three, short. And Glenn's there for the rebound. Shakes off some contact from Weilich and takes it into the front court. Glenn to the top, Jack Bating. Jukes out his defender, drives underneath. He was looking to dump it off to Tanner Bating, but little miscommunication there. I think Tanner thought Jack was going to finish with the layup. Jack was going to share the wealth, and it rolls out of bounds untouched.
Yeah, and on that one, I feel with Jack. I mean, he's a tall, strong, athletic kid. You got to go up with that with your left hand and try and get a bucket.
He's trying to be nice. 3.5 left here in the half. Hamilton takes a three. He's missed a couple now back-to-back, but they get an offensive rebound. Put back from Spencer, no good. And now the Knights come away with a loose ball. Glenn takes it right to left across the half-court stripe. Lob to the left wing. Jordan Tryon to the top with Schoen. He sniffs out the lane, kicks it to the top, out in the corner right side. Glenn, three, on its way, and he rattles it home. Second Glenn three tonight. He's got 8 points. And just like that, the Knights have a double-digit lead. 12 points the advantage with under 3 minutes to go in the half. And Jack Bating gets a steal, kind of a lazy pass from Weilich. Jack finishes with the handoff to Glenn, and he tried to dunk it, but he came up a little short.
Yeah, that one, I mean, he goes off vertical with that one, and that's a tough one on a play like that. You're coming full speed and have to try and jump off vertical. I would have almost just laid it up if I'm Griffin, but with a 41-29 lead, I know he kind of wants that highlight play. With us having Connor here, I don't know if he saw Connor and wanted to go up with two hands on that one.
At the other end, Cooper Hamilton loses the handle on a driving layup, and he goes out of bounds with it. He's got 14 for St. Albert of their 29, and Kemper leads by 12. 41-29, 2.5 to go. Kemper takes it up the floor with a nice cut inside from Glenn to Bating, out to Schoen, back to Bating. Double teamed, finding an opening. Left open in the right wing, short shot. Three a little, needed a little more on it. Off the rim, off the glass, no good. Off the hop, and it's rebounded the other way. Morgan Young, the junior, hands it off to Chris Mosley, a senior. He's one-on-one with Tryon at the top. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Mackey Motors halftime show's on the way. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. Along with Mason Neal and I'm Nick Brink, shot clock down to 12. Inside pass, and St. Albert can't hang on to it. It lands in the lap of Griffin Glenn. Out to Tryon, right wing, NBA range. Schoen's there for the offensive rebound, and we've got a jump ball that belongs to St. Albert. It got knocked free, had to chase it, and St. Albert was able to force a tie-up.
Yeah, and the minute 45 here, you know, Kemper's just got to make sure that they play some smart defense, make sure you're not fouling, kind of close off this quarter on a high note.
Final 2 minutes of the first half. Kemper leads it by 12. St. Albert was within four there for a little bit. It was 33-29. Kemper has scored the last 8 points as Jordan Tryon and Griffin Glenn have knocked down some threes here of late. And a spin move at the other end. Schoen just filling up the stat sheet tonight. He gets a block here as Noah Narmi tries to stretch for a layup. And Schoen says, not today.
Yeah, he's kind of been their best player tonight. I mean, he's scored the ball well, rebounded, he's gotten in transition, and now he's getting a block on the board as well.
Early contender and maybe early leader to be Culver's player of the game. He didn't block this shot from Hamilton, but he altered it. It's well short. Kemper gets the rebound. Glenn out front. Right elbow. Wants to go up strong with it. Earns some free throws for his effort. And with 1:19 to go here in the first half, it is a 41-29 Kemper lead. The Knights will shoot a couple free throws. They have gone 0 for 2 tonight with Claire a couple missed free throws earlier in the quarter. It'll be Griffin Glenn, 8 points, and a chance to get to double figures.
I will say, not a lot of shooting free throws for both teams. Even, St. Albert, maybe two or three free throws themselves, but you're not shooting a lot of free throws tonight, so you got to make them count.
Griffin Glenn misses the first. 66% for him this year on his 56 attempts. That one spun around and missed, and he'll shoot one more as the Knights will bring Ryan Clare back onto the floor, and Tanner Bating will take a seat. Griffin Glenn will try to stretch this lead to 13 for the Knights, and he will do so. Kemper's first made free throw, they're 1 for 4. 42-29 with a minute 15 to go in quarter number 2. We've got your Mackey Motors halftime show on the way, and we'll talk with head coach of the Kemper girls, Justin Yetmar. That's all coming up in our halftime show. In and out from Spencer, but they get the offensive putback. Noah Narmi snaps the run for the Knights. It got up to 11-0. Or 9-0, I should say. Now at the other end, Kemper with 52 seconds left. And an 11-point lead. Claire to Bating. Long three on the way, and he splashes this one home. First for him tonight.
Jack stretched the floor. I mean, that was almost an NBA line three-pointer, but I tell you what, that's what Kemper has done all season, making shots from almost anywhere on the court.
32 seconds left, 6 seconds less on the shot clock. St. Albert in the front court. They work underneath with Spencer, and Claire almost got a block. Then he altered the second shot, and Claire comes away with the loose ball. Out front to Jack Bating. Bounce pass into the paint from Glenn, and he gets shoved with a foul on the floor. 17 seconds left, and that belongs to Noah Narmi. Narmi tried to plead his case that there was a travel first. His appeal will not pan out. And Jack Bating will go to the baseline, and he'll stand on the first W in Iowa Wolves here at the Casey Center. Inside, toss to Schoen at the top of the key. Back to Bating, underneath Glenn. 11 seconds. Glenn lowers the shoulder, puts it up, no good. Claire fights for the rebound, trying to go up with it, fades away, and he puts it in. At the rim, Claire, final second, and St. Albert will not get a shot off. We have made it to halftime. Kemper put up 26 in the first quarter. They get 21 more here in the second, and they limit St. Albert to just 11. And it's 47-31. Kemper by 16. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. We'll return to the KC Center in the Gatorade broadcast booth with your Mackey Motors halftime show next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Hi, this is Shelley Deal, Physician Assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. It's halftime here of the Kemper and St. Albert boys game. At the half, it is 47-31. The Knights have a 16-point lead after a couple quarters of play here live at the Casey Center as the Kemper Color Guard is our halftime entertainment here tonight. No alternate halftime shows going on for people to watch. We've just got one here tonight. It's the Color Guard finishing up their routine here, and we're chatting with Caitlin Yetmar of the Kemper girls after a tough loss earlier tonight to St. Albert, 64-17. You guys came in knowing you had a tough matchup ahead of you.
Yeah.
But you probably thought, well, maybe we'd play a little bit better than that, but it just seemed like their defense was such a menace out there. I don't
I don't think you guys could find an open pass because their arms were everywhere and they just clogged up all the lanes. What were you seeing out there as you were watching that one?
Yeah, kind of what you said, especially like with Elsa. It helps when she gets those lanes to dish it out to either our bigs or even our shooters out there. But she was having a tough time getting down there too. So kind of when we kind of get out of that flow, it's kind of hard to figure something else out. And they're just all around good. I think we just weren't really, you know, prepared for this game.
Playing here has to be a really cool experience for you guys. Would have been interesting to see what a home crowd, though. What that might have done. Not like that would have made a 40-point difference or anything like that, but it would have been interesting. But talk about the experience being down here, and obviously you guys are hoping to get here, you know, next month, but talk about your senior year getting to play here at the Casey Center.
Yeah, so especially with my dad being our coach, especially as seniors, we've always talked about coming down here, and when we were younger, he'd always bring us up here and watch the girls play. So kind of just being down here and finally being on the court instead of watching it was pretty cool, especially with my seniors. I mean, we've been playing with each other for so long. We're all best of friends. So just being able to do that with each other was super, super cool.
You're still 15-5. This one might leave a kind of a sour taste in your mouth to wrap up the regular season, but you guys will put that behind you. You get the postseason to begin on Saturday. It's been such a good season for you guys. You go from 4-6 in the conference last year to 9-1. You finished second in the conference, and although, like we said, tonight didn't go like you hoped, it's been a fantastic season. Talk about that.
I mean, I think us seniors going into this especially, we just want it so bad. We want to end up back here in a couple of weeks, and I think we just know what we're capable of. And I think even last year we lost a couple games within less than 10, so kind of being able to get on the other side of those games and being the team that actually wins those close games. And I think just being confident. We put in a lot of work over the summer, and we kind of saw what we can do. So I really just think that we came into this super confident, and chemistry with our team also really helped. We get along perfectly fine, so I think that kind of helps play into that too.
Well, that's cool that you guys all got the experience to play down here. You'll begin your playoff run on Saturday. We'll have it on KCIM. You'll host Red Oak. And like we said, hopefully we'll see you guys back here in a few weeks.
Yes, hopefully.
That is Caitlin Yetmar of the Kemper Girls joining us here at halftime on our Mackey Motors Halftime Show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Again, if you're just joining us, Kemper boys lead right now 47-31 over St. Albert. And now we'll chat with Justin Yetmar of the Kemper Girls. Tough loss for you guys tonight, 64-17. You knew St. Albert was going to be tough. Getting to play here on this court had to be a fun experience for you guys, but it's probably not the most fun bus ride you guys will ever have going back to Carroll. What were your overall takeaways from the experience of getting the girls to play down here and hoping that it went a little better?
Yeah, it's especially for these five seniors, they deserve this. They put a lot of time, effort, energy into the program, and yeah, it did not go the way we wanted. By any stretch, we got beat. But for them to be here, experience it, feel it, see it, it's good. And for us, we talked in the locker room, and for us, we're flushing this. It's happened to us up in Helan, right? And then we went on and won like 8 in a row. So I'm not worried about my group. They're resilient. They're tough. We need to get healthy. We're banged up. We're sick. We're all the things that we just can't kick. So, I'm always proud of this group. If you would have told me we were 15-4, 9-0 coming into this game at the beginning of the year, I would have took it. So we're going to be fine.
St. Albert wins the conference, but you guys go from 6th or 7th last year all the way up to number 2 this year. A big climb for you guys from just a season ago.
Yeah, and it just shows that these five seniors played a huge role in that. We got 3 really good juniors, and then we have some underclassmen that are really stepping up and take their role serious. So, like I say, super proud of this group. Did not go the way we wanted. You kind of just tip your hat, and then you move on to the next. There's nothing you can do. This group's resilient. They've shown it all year. We'll be ready to go Saturday.
You get Red Oak at home. You played them once. How did I don't remember how that one turned out, but how did it shake out, and how are you guys looking going into Saturday?
Yeah, we, like I say, getting healthy, getting some practice, getting some shots up, finding our groove, finding our mojo again. We'll be fine. We just got it. One night it clicks, and then it just momentum. It's a heck of a thing in this sport. So, like I say, we're going to be ready to go.
Well, best of luck on Saturday. We'll have the game on KCIM. Coach Yatmar, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Nick.
It's the Mackey Motors Halftime Show here on 93.7 KKRL as we get ready to get the boys' second half underway. Your score right now, 47-31 Knights. Again, thanks to Coach Justin Yatmar and Caitlin Yatmar for joining us here on our halftime show, thanks to Mackey Motors. We come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth at the Casey Center in Des Moines. It was a 33-29 game there mid-second quarter. Then Kemper went on a nice run to end it, and they now lead 47-31. So let's do the math here. About a 14-2 run going into halftime. Coach Minahan had to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, and that's what you like out of Kemper, is that they've never kind of shadowed away from being the team that, if it's a close game, can come back.
Underneath with Claire to the corner. Teddy Perkins for three. Kemper opens the second half. 17 seconds in with Teddy Perkins, 13th three of the year. And just like that, Kemper has a 19-point lead. They were led in the first half by Dylan Shones, 14 points. Griffin Glynn added 9, 7 apiece for Ryan Claire and Jack Bating. And Kemper comes away with a Dylan Shone rebound as St. Albert misses their first attempt of the third. Ryan Claire drives, misses, and the let means he'll shoot a couple free throws after a St. Albert foul. Took a while for St. Albert to get their first foul of the second quarter. They pick one up here very quickly in this quarter.
I was kind of joking with Caitlin back here when you were interviewing Justin. I was like, you know, how does it feel to play on this type of court? And she said it's a unique experience, but I asked, you know, do you guys get to go in the NBA locker rooms? They did not allow them to go in there. They put them, both the boys and the girls, in the separate locker rooms, and she says that it feels like a 30-minute walk to get to the locker rooms after the game.
I would be curious just to see what it looks like in one of those. It's that's got to be a neat experience for those that are able, as Ryan Clare is 0-for on his three free throws tonight. He just missed his first of a couple attempts here. Kemper went 1-of-4 in the first half from the line, and St. Albert went 2-for-3. Claire's second attempt, this one rattles around and drops in. So he's into double figures with 10. I had him for 7 in the first half. Missed a bucket there. He had 9, actually, in the half. Inside with Colt Spencer, and Ryan Claire may have partially blocked it. Griffin Glenn scoops it up, 51-31. Hall, a tall pass inside for Schoen. He was about to lay it up, but that pass was too high, and defender got there first, and it'll be a foul.
I tell you what, Nick, you know how I kind of said this at the end of the Storm Lake game. It's a statement win. St. Albert tonight's a statement win as well, if Kemper can pull this one away, because a convincing conference title win would be huge.
Kemper comes in with a win tonight, can essentially lock up at minimum a share and all the tiebreakers, as Jack Bating lays one in to begin his second half of scoring. He's up to 9 tonight, 53-31. And I was super impressed with the way St. Albert was playing there. They got down to 4. They were staying step for step with the Knights, not letting them get away too far. But now they've got Cooper Hamilton kind of shut down. He hit 3 threes in the first quarter. They limited him to just 1 in the second quarter. And since Kemper's gone on this run that has now basically reached 20-2 since mid-second quarter, Cooper Hamilton has not been able to get much going.
Yeah, and I think they're not just face guarding him, but they're kind of giving him a little room. But outside of that, they're not letting him shoot the ball without a hand or two in his face.
Colt Spencer had a shot blocked by Ryan Clare, and he drives the other way, lays it in with contact. It's an and-one opportunity as the Knights are pulling away here early in the third quarter. Ryan Clare with 12 now and a chance at 13 as he'll take a knee to tie his shoe here. 55-31 with 6:16 remaining in the third quarter. And now a timeout taken by St. Albert. So we will take one, too. Kemper has stretched it out to a 24-point lead with 6 and change to play in the third.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Here's an and one chance, rather, for Ryan Clare. He laid it in, got fouled, and will shoot one more. He's already into double figures, as are a couple other Knights, including Dylan Schoen leading the way. But Clare's not far behind, and he's hit his last two free throws now. His and one gets him to 12 or 13. It's all Kemper here since mid-second quarter. St. Albert has been outscored 23-2 on this run from Kemper. Cooper Hamilton will try to snap it, but a missed three right wing. We're starting to see more of those misses, and he's starting to force a few extras rather than taking advantage of just open threes. Clare dribbles behind the back, dances inside, lays it up and in, but they'll say he traveled first, and St. Albert will take it.
Tell you what, that was a fancy move, but if it wasn't a travel, it would have been clean. But, you know, Clare tried to plead his case, but there's so many, I tell you, there's so many moves you can do nowadays that either look very close or are travels, so it's kind of that borderline that you run with different refs.
It's an NBA court, essentially, the G League. I think he had about three or four more clean steps in him.
Yeah, you got to give him the LeBron treatment and give him about four or five steps to be able to make moves.
Corner three missed from Morgan Young. They get an offensive rebound. St. Albert puts it in with Makai Wylidge. He's got 4 points on the night. And St. Albert, they've got a long way to go to get back into this one. But they'll look back to mid-second quarter when things started going off the rails. Corner look from Perkins out to Glenn. Contested three, a little contact. It's missed. Clare's there for the rebound, dumps it off to Perkins, who finishes with about an 8-foot floater from the right baseline.
And you like the movement from Perkins on the backside there.
Griffin Glenn tries to swat one away on the other end. Noah Narmi lays it in, and it's 58-35. Kemper maintaining a 20-plus point lead here with just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jack Bading gets his defender to fly by, and he makes the open three. Cooper Hamilton bit on the pump fake, flew by him like an eagle, and Jack finishes with the dagger. At the other end, St. Albert, offensive rebound after the first miss, and Morgan Young gets fouled. Chance at a couple free throws here as the Knights foul with Ryan Clare. Two free throws now for the junior Morgan Young. He is 5 of 14 from the free throw line this year, averaging just over 4 points a game. And he will knock the first one down. They have not gotten to the free throw line a whole lot tonight. They are 3 for 4. Chris Mosley, a starter, will check out. Colt Spencer, another starter. He'll come back into the lineup for St. Albert. They're in their green uniforms. Green and gold checker down the side. Gold numbers. St. Albert along the chest. Clare the rebound after the Young missed free throw on the second attempt. He'll quickly pass it out in front to Glenn. Nice check down underneath, and Dylan Schoen lays it in. He's got 16 today now. And he makes it look so easy to get to the lane every time and finish at close range.
Yeah, he's a guy that gets there, and he's so smooth with the ball in his hands. I say that about a lot of Kemper kids. You're very smooth with the ball. I mean, it's so fluent. It's one motion to the next. And it's just one of those things that, you know, they just, it's all second nature for these kids that they just have a basketball in their hands.
Teddy Perkins fouls, and we'll see a couple free throws for Noah Narmi. He's got 6 points today, two in each quarter so far, and he knocks down his third of the quarter. 7 points now for the senior, averaging just under 11 points a game. He and Cooper Hamilton lead the team with 3 assists per contest, and he hits both of his free throws. Narmi with 8 on the night, 63-38. Corner three from Jack Beatty. He thought about it, cuts inside, tosses to the top. Claire to the right corner, a pass intended for Perkins, deflected out of bounds and swatted away by Morgan Young. It'll stay with the Knights. Jack Bating will come into inbound from the near sideline. Live from the Casey Center in Des Moines, Kemper and St. Albert both hoping they are back here in early to mid-March. Kemper throws it away, a rare mistake as they turn it over, and Cooper Hamilton finishes with the layup. Now the Knights with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. They'll push to the front court. Schoen, a long four-footer for him. Missed. Claire got there for the rebound. And more free throws coming for the Knights with this 23-point lead.
Yeah, Nick, I mean, 63 in this quarter. They got 3 minutes to go. This Kemper team might be putting out a statement. They say, you know what, we beat Ridgeview 100-50-something. Maybe let's go do it in what could be our conference title game.
Under 4 minutes to go, and they're still on pace for getting close to triple digits. Claire will miss the free throw. Struggled a little bit at the line tonight. He's just 2-for-6. As Jordan Tryon will sub into the lineup. He hit a couple threes in that second quarter off the bench. His sweet spot was the right corner. We'll see if they try to find him.
You know, I'm looking up in the rafters. I forget that Kurt Warner played in the stadium.
The Barnstormers.
Yeah, they got his jersey retired up there.
One of the most famous Iowans. 3.5 to go here in the third. Down by 23. St. Albert into the front court with Narmi. And nothing open there. He kicks it out to the top. And they'll drive inside. They'll put in a little 4-foot floater straight away from Morgan Young, and he's up to 3 points tonight. Jack Bating gets his pass stripped away, and now Cooper Hamilton gets to finish with a dunk and a highlight reel for him.
Yeah, and that one, I mean, Kemper's starting to lapse kind of on the defense or the offensive end, being a little lazy. Just got to kind of lock back in on the offensive end.
A couple kind of lackadaisical passes that have been deflected and stolen, and St. Albert's trying to capitalize and make this score much more respectable here as it's now a 19-point game. Corner three from Schoen. Everything for him has been close, but not now. He's got a three to his name, and he's got a team-high 19 for Kemper.
Dylan's just been rolling. I mean, he's not a guy that shoots the three a whole ton, but right there, there was nothing but string music on it.
Just six made threes this year for him as Cooper Hamilton answers with a baseline floater, mid-range shot for him, and it's 66-46 with just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter as the Knights look to continue their Hawkeye 10 dominance this year. Wing three, no good from Jack Bating, rebounded by Jordan Tryon. A win tonight and a win on Thursday over Creston. Kemper would lock up the conference crown. Bating's pass intended for Ryan Clare, a little off the mark. And it's stolen, and they'll finish at the other end off the glass with a bucket for Weilidge, and now a timeout taken here by, I think it was Coach Minahan. 66-48 with under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll take one, too, and we're back after this on KKRL Carroll.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Midway to late third quarter, just under 2 minutes to go here on 93.7 KKRL. Kemper 66, St. Albert 48. As we come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight, alongside Mason Nealand, I'm Nick Brinks. Good to have you along. We'll name our Culver's player of the game when this one wraps up. Teddy Perkins at the top, looks to the corner. Jordan Tryon was there, and then he wasn't. Pass zigged, Jordan zagged, and that'll go out of bounds. Be on the lookout as during tonight's game and throughout the week, look for our high-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. You can find them on our CB Sports Network pages on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. High-speed highlights. powered by Western Iowa Networks. Connor is down getting some film of tonight's highlights as Colt Spencer puts one in to get to double figures for St. Albert, and they've got it down to 16. They're trying to march back into it. They've trailed by 20-plus tonight. I think, if I remember right, I forgot to write it down, I think they got up to about a 25-point lead. And they have started to cut into this, as we've talked about. Kemper's been a little lazy with some passes, created some turnovers and some chances for St. Albert to capitalize, and they've done that.
Yeah, and Kemper, I mean, just some lazy passes, not really looking where you're throwing, and just miscommunications. I mean, you got to be able to just clean that up. I mean, with a St. Albert team like this and even going into the postseason, you can't have those type of plays and you can't take plays off.
The good news for Kemper is it happened when you were up 20 to 25 points and not up, you know, 5 to 10 points, where a 10-point swing can change the outcome, as Griffin Glenn got fouled, and he'll shoot a couple free throws here. He's into double figures now with 10. Everybody's chasing Dylan Schoen. 19 tonight for the Kemper Knights, 67-50. And at 68-50, Glenn goes and knocks both down. He's 3-for-4 tonight. Makai Weilage to the front court for St. Albert, with Noah Narmi driving inside, working around Claire, who altered the shot just a little bit. They'll get an offensive rebound, though. Weilage at the elbow, right side to Spencer. Corner three on its way, in and out. Weilage, another offensive board. Quick toss underneath. Noah Narmi left wide open, and he puts it in for the layup. 16-point lead for the Knights. 43 seconds left in the third. St. Albert trying to mount a charge here late in the third quarter. Griffin Glenn inside with Claire. Double teamed. Gets fouled on the way up as he tried to get that one close to the rim. Never made it there. Got fouled and will shoot a couple courtesy of Colt Spencer.
Yeah, and Claire's a guy that, you know, 6'5", probably in the 200-pound range there. He's a guy that's physically imposing down low, and you saw it there, but he's also a guy that has that finesse in him. He's able to spin through defenders and dribble the ball pretty well as a post guy.
Unfortunately, he struggled at the free throw line tonight. He misses another one here. 2-for-7. But the lead remains 16 points, which is where it was at halftime, 47-31. Kemper stretched it out early in the quarter. St. Albert looks like they'll win the second half of this third quarter. Claire hits the second of his free throws. And now St. Albert down by 17. They could settle for last shot if they would like. Makai Weilage at the point across that Iowa Wolves logo at half court, one-on-one with Jack Bating. Man-to-man defense for the Knights. Weilage to the left side of the lane, runs into Claire. Spins, gets out of trouble, and finds Noah Narmi. Clock down to 10 seconds, 69-52 here in the third. Cooper Hamilton going to throw it away, and now at the buzzer, they're going to finish it with a Claire dunk. And he had about a half a second to spare. They get the steal, and they finish it with the slam for Claire. I was a little worried the clock would expire before the dunk finished, but he made it happen. We go to the fourth quarter, and the Knights finish the third with a highlight that hopefully Connor will have on your Western Iowa Network's high-speed highlight. Fourth quarter is next on KKRL.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
After three, the Kemper Knights lead St. Albert here in Des Moines. 71-52, St. Albert came in needing a win to stay alive and a chance at the Hawkeye 10, or at least a share of the Hawkeye 10 title. Kemper has tried to snuff out those hopes. 71-52 here early in the fourth now. Kemper will come away with a rebound after a Hamilton miss, and it's Schoen with the rebound. And he'll lob it out to Jack Bating to the corner. Perkins open for three, a little short, but Claire will scoop it up, and he'll be fouled on the putback attempt. So a couple free throws coming for Ryan Claire. He'll get to continue working on those charity stripe visits. He's struggled a bit tonight. Three for eight tonight. So he'll get two more. Kemper trying to get back up by 20, but it'll have to wait. First free throw missed from Claire. Claire, a team-high 17.5 points a game. He's got 16 here tonight, trailing just Dylan Schoen's 19. As Claire, I enjoy his warm-up for the free throws, how he orbits the basketball around his waist before he takes a shot, and he knocks down the second attempt.
I think that's a new thing to this year, too. I don't think he's done that in years past.
Into the front court, St. Albert basketball. They're number 7-1A. Kemper, the 2A leader. Jack Bating gets a block. Puts it out in front for Griffin Glynn, and they'll try to slam it with Claire. They tried to feed him with Glynn pushing it up off the glass. Glynn's going to have to settle for the offensive rebound and put it back instead. Dangerous there as Claire got up a little slow as he hit the deck, but he's smiling. And St. Albert is in the front court. When you're up 22, you can have some fun like that.
And I thought they were going to get it. I mean, I thought Claire was going to go up. It was Glynn that went up with the dunk. I think it was probably a for-sure thing. He's got a pretty good vertical leap, but I tell you what, going off the backboard there, if you got that, that's a crazy highlight.
Dylan Schoen, a layup at the other end after Storm Lake or St. Albert missed. Now they work it to the corner, left side. Bating wishes it home, and that pass from Glynn was a beauty. He caught it and tossed it on a windmill just like that, and Bating was wide open, and he hits it. And we've got a timeout here by St. Albert. 77-52. The Knights have stretched it back into the 20s. They lead with 6:29 to go by 25.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Kemper Knights 77, St. Albert Falcons 52 with 6.5 minutes to go. Kemper looking to remain unbeaten in the Hawkeye 10. Looks like they will check that box tonight. They do have Creston coming to town on Thursday. They were supposed to play them earlier this year, but one of the rare postponements we've had to deal with during the basketball season. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was maybe the weekend where the Friday night got shut down due to cold.
Yeah.
I think that was the night that they were supposed to play Creston back in January, and that'll be Kemper's regular season finale. Tonight is St. Albert's regular season finale. They'll be in action on Monday, 1A District 12, and they'll take on Griswold or Sydney, the first-round matchup there. And then for Kemper, they'll get to play on the 19th. A 2A District 4 first round bye. They get the winner of Manson Northwest Webster or Alta Aurelia. St. Albert travels on their attempt out of the timeout, so I'm sure that'll frustrate Coach Cannon. Out of the timeout, you turn it over, and now Kemper will turn it over. There's a bad pass. St. Albert back right to left with Narmi. Working on Claire, turns, finds Spencer. Spencer works up and over Schoen, and Schoen's going to foul him here. Tried to go for the block and got him on the wrist. So we'll see free throws here for Colt Spencer. He's got 10 points. The number two scorer tonight, he and Narmi are tied with 10. And chasing Cooper Hamilton, who's got 20 tonight. And Spencer's free throw, pinballs around the back of the rim, no good. And he'll get another chance here with 6:04 to go. Misses both. Schoen's there for the rebound. I don't think he's quite toward double-double territory, but he is racking up the rebounds tonight. And I know he's got at least one block, and he's got some assists, too. Inside with Claire. Claire turns, finds Perkins in the corner. Out to the wing, Schoen, left side. Down in the corner, baiting. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good. Claire's got the offensive board, and he cleans it up for two. It's 81-52, and the Knights lead by 29.
Yeah, and that one, I mean, impressive from Jack to get the shot up over the defender, but even more impressive, Claire getting positioning and able to get the bucket up.
I think Claire was outmanned by about two or three green jerseys, and he was the one to pick it up. Loose ball picked up by Schoen. He'll feed Glenn, and Glenn will finish with the slam, the 6'2 junior. He tried it earlier at the other end of the floor. It didn't work. He gets the dunk this time, and the lead grows again.
Put no doubt in the fans of the Kemper Knights there. He put that thing up, and there was no doubt it was coming down through the net.
As somebody who is also 6'2", I can't even imagine being able to dunk it. I just don't have the ups he does.
Yeah, I did, and I'm not even nearly 6'2", and I can't imagine it myself.
I can get the net pretty easily, but I could not clear the rim.
I can get the net a little bit, but I tell you what, I am nowhere near the rim. So maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution next year.
We were talking as Noah Narmi got fouled. He goes to the free throw line. We talked in the last game about the Sonics and right around 2005, and that brings me back. I think there was a guy in the NBA, and he was about, I don't know, 5'4". I want to say his name was Earl Boykin. I don't know if I'm putting my memories together right, but
5'5", Earl Boykin. Second shortest.
Played for Denver, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I remember that guy, and so there's hope. There's hope for guys like you.
Hey, you know what? My driver's license says 5'9", so we're going to go with that, but I think on a good day I might be 5'7".
Oh, that's good stuff. Narmi hits both free throws. It's 81-54. Kemper is well in control. Jordan Tryon gets it poked away from behind. And now Cooper Hamilton a little long on the layup attempt. Good defense from Glenn. But they'll get a couple free throws here, I think, on the putback attempt. But Hamilton tried to drive in for the layup. Glenn never touched him, but he intimidated him.
Yeah, and I'm surprised because Griffin's a guy that can jump out of the gym, so I'm surprised he didn't try and go up and contest that, but smart not to because you see a lot of fouls come back with that.
Sophomore Hudson Whitney is in the game for the first time with his lime green shoes, and he hits the first free throw. He's hit a bunch of threes for them this year. He's 19 for 47, and he's playing here in the fourth quarter with just under 5 minutes to go. His second one rattles around and drops in. And it's back down to a 25-point game. Kemper 81, St. Albert 56. They played last year in February. It was a 77-68 win. Kemper has cleared that easily. In the corner, Glenn gets hit from he gets hit after he hits the three. It'll be his third of the day. And I just don't think anybody saw it because he took a palm to the face as he let that one go.
Yeah, and I think this one, too, they had a foul, but Tanner stole the ball after the foul, and Griffin was streaking down the field almost. And I thought that, you know, he was, and I called it a field because I remember calling him for a receiver there.
He did it a lot in football, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was getting ready to go, and I think he wanted to go up and make it showtime once again.
St. Albert with possession. They trail by 28 here in the fourth as their Hawkeye 10 championship hopes will be dashed by the Knights. The Knights have done that to a lot of teams this year, though. As Jack Bating dribbles up the floor, one-on-one with Hamilton, out to Perkins in the left wing, just over 4 minutes remaining. Jordan Tryon's pass deflected but picked up by Teddy Perkins. He's had himself a nice, quiet night, 5 points, corner three, and this time Glenn does draw contact on the three, but he didn't get it to fall. So three free throws for Griffin Glenn. He was fouled by Colt Spencer.
And I tell you what, I mean, 84 points in this game so far, possible 87, 86, or 85. You got to look at this offensive game and just say, wow, Kemper showing up one of the best teams in 1A, and they came to play tonight on the KC Center floor.
I think we have seen here, really in January and February, nobody can slow the Knights down right now. I saw them play against Helan at the beginning of the year in the Catholic Classic, and then they fell the next day, the game that you did with Dowling. But it's not like Kemper's ever going to have to face a Dowling in the playoffs and the Dakota Valley and the Clear Lakes. The teams that they lose to, really good teams in 3A and 4A, but then we also saw Kemper knock off the number one team in 3A last week, Storm Lake.
If you look at it, that Clear Lake team was at their best, the top five team at the time. Carroll's now a top five team in 3A, and Dowling's a top three team in 5A, so or 4A. I can't remember if there's four or five classes in boys, but...
Yep, just four.
You look at that, Nick. They've got three losses, and all of them are coming to teams ranked within the top five, either at the time they play them or during the time. And that Carroll loss, I kind of look at it and say it's the first or second game without Brock. So, I mean, this was a different Knights team. So, you look at it that way. Kemper has just absolutely dominated throughout the season. And I don't think a lot of these wins they've had have been close. They've been playing teams to 30, 40, 50-point wins almost routinely now.
Over the course of their 20 games this year, they're averaging basically winning by 25. And that includes three losses, so we've got some big wins in there. And Easton Gifford's going to sub in here as St. Albert's shooting a couple free throws with Ben Crone. But you go back to early, you know, right before Christmas when Brock was still thinking he's hoping to play later in the season, and then it found out that he's not going to be able to come back. They went through a little spell there where the Carroll loss and the Clear Lake loss and the Dowling loss, that was the stretch of the season where Kemper wasn't quite sure where they were headed, how they would react and how they would play without Brock. It took them a couple games into 2026 here. I think there's no doubt where they're headed, and if they play at their best every night, they'll easily be back here and win some games. Obviously, you can have a bad day. That happens, but they are good enough to certainly make a splash as they have really gotten things going. Kemper comes away with a couple misses. Back the other way, St. Albert gets a couple misses. And now Colt Spencer with his third foul. And that'll be the fourth. No, just the third foul. And the Knights will bring in a few more other guys, including Taylen Alford and Nash Leonard. They're about ready to check in a moment.
And you see, this is kind of what Kemper does, and I think Sean Minahan does a nice job of it, is knowing when you look at the clock and you look at the game and you say, we're going to win this game. Maybe let's build our future a little bit, build what this Knights program is going to be in the future. And these guys, I mean, you look at Taylen Alford, you look at Nash Leonard, you look at Easton Gifford out there. Those are guys that are going to play two, three more years here under the Knights umbrella. So you got to get him out and get him experienced at this Wolves court, because this is the place that they're going to ultimately want to end up playing outside of Hilton Coliseum as well.
Boys State Tournament will head up to Ames next year. They got one more state tournament here at the Casey Center here in 2026 in a few weeks. So, yeah, it's nice to see these guys getting some opportunities. Nash Leonard working inside, and the 6'6 sophomore, he's on the board. Hooks one in, 89-56. That 100's not out of the question yet.
You can keep this thing rolling.
So starters are out for the Knights. They have pretty well cleared the benches. Tanner Bating, he's the one out there kind of leading the charge of the guys that played earlier. And now Kellen Poole is on the board for St. Albert. 89-58, Kemper is on their way to their 18th win, 9th in conference play. Left wing, Taylen Alford. And that'll miss to the right. No good. And it'll be St. Albert basketball. 2:16 to go as Kemper is on their way. If they can get through Creston on Thursday, which Kemper has gotten through the best of the best this year here really since the Dowling game, I would expect nothing short of domination on Thursday to wrap up the regular season and go into the playoffs as the one seed. You'll have the target on your back for sure. But this team feels like they're prepared for that moment. St. Albert got a bucket. Now at the other end, Kemper inside with Nash Leonard, and he gets fouled. And that'll be St. Albert's fourth. More subs coming in for the Knights here at the horn, including Griffin Bauer. And is that Landon Potabom?
It is Landon Potabom.
Yes.
A couple of group of seniors, I mean, that have, you know, they don't play a ton of minutes, but they're glue guys. They go in the locker room. They're good guys to have on the team. And I tell you what, they're good kids as well. They're very good athletic kids.
Taylen Alford gets a little mid-range floater from the right side of the baseline to go, and it's 91-60. The one nice thing for Kemper is the bottom of your roster, the guys, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14 on the roster, they get a decent amount of playing time because you get a lot of games where with 2, 3, 4 minutes left, it's well in hand and you can clear the benches. So, and again, the opportunity to do that on this court, that has to be extremely cool for all those guys. Free throws here for St. Albert. Kellen Poole will shoot, rather Ben Crone. He misses the first. 1:34 to go. The folks that made the trip down here will get to see one Kemper win on the boys' side, and the St. Albert girls won the Hawkeye 10 crown earlier. Taylen Alford misses or gets the rebound after a St. Albert missed three. They missed both free throws. Had a chance on a three, but it was missed, and now we've got a foul and free throws coming for Taylen Alford. Actually, Easton Gifford here. He got fouled and will shoot a couple. Fifth foul.
And I tell you what, I think Kemper's kind of loaded out their bench this year with 15 guys, and you're seeing the one problem they have with that bench is you got 15 guys, so in games like this, you got to figure out how to kind of rotate different lineups through and get everyone to be able to play, and you're seeing three other guys check in here in just a moment.
Easton Gifford hits the free throw. He's one, now 2 for 7 from the free throw line this year. When he's come in, he's averaging just over a point per game. Gavin Canny will get to play for the second time this season. He's on the floor, and I missed who the other one that checked in was.
Evan Pick.
So they are both in there, and they can officially say that everybody played tonight.
You got one more, actually.
Oh, is it, who am I missing here?
I don't think he's on the roster. I think he's a late addition. I don't know his name exactly, but he's on the bench about third guy in. I don't know his name for sure, but I know he's played some JV for the Knights this year.
Okay. With just over a minute to go, St. Albert trails 93-60. They're hoping to cap off their regular season here with some guys getting some highlights. And it'll be Patrick McGill working into the lane for two. They'll open up their postseason on Monday. I think I saw they will play Monday. And then St. Albert gets a rebound here after a Kemper miss. So I don't think they're going to get to 100 now. 40 seconds to go. But they're going to win this one by 30-plus unless St. Albert can get a bucket, which I'm sure they'll try. They work inside. Ben Beiske, a senior. And they'll turn it over. So the Kemper Knights with 27 seconds left. They'll likely dribble it out here or maybe try to take one more shot, get one of these guys a chance to say, I scored at the Casey Center. A drive inside, and the layup rolls around halfway through. No good from Griffin Bauer. Now at the other end, a finished layup after the deep pass to Kellen Poole. 5 seconds left, 93-64 will be your final score tonight as the Knights will dribble out the clock. And they have done it here with a convincing win over St. Albert, top 10 team in Class 1A. They'll obviously be disappointed that they've dropped now back-to-back games by 30-plus, or right around 30. They'll lose by 29 tonight, but with Trainer and Kemper knocking them off to wrap up the regular season, they'll go into the postseason trying to get back on the right track. But if you're the Kemper Knights, you've now won 12 in a row, you're 100% on the right track. And they'll wrap up the regular season on Thursday with Creston. And then a week from Thursday, they'll open up their postseason run with either Manson Northwest Webster or Alta Aurelia in Carroll. The Mackey Motors postgame show is headed your way next. The Knights win this one, 93-64. And unless something crazy happens on Thursday, they should be your Hawkeye 10 champions.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
For 75 years, Gredeman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gredeman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Looking to boost your brand? TopLock makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and design. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Top Loft in downtown Carroll, or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Welcome to the Mackey Motors post-game show. 93-64 is your final score tonight on 93.7 KKRL. How nice of the Knights to put up 93 when we're on 93.7. So we thank them for that. It's the Mackey Motors post-game show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. This one was competitive in the first quarter, and halfway through the second quarter, it remained competitive. At one point, Kemper led 33-29, and now we look up at the board, and Kemper wins it by 29. So midway through the second quarter, they started to shut Cooper Hamilton down, and their offense was able to get things rolling, and they never really looked back from that point on. It was 26-20, Kemper after one, 47-31 at halftime, 71-52 after three, and at the final horn, a final score of 93-64. We'll chat with Griffin Glenn now of the Kemper Knights, and a nice win for you guys this evening. And halfway through the second quarter, it seemed like when it all clicked. You guys started off really hot offensively, but St. Albert was able to keep up with you guys for the most part. Cooper Hamilton was able to get free for a bunch of threes. Did you guys, during a timeout, figure out how to shut him down, and that's kind of what sparked the defense, or what did you guys see?
Yeah, we just talked about it and realized he's going to knock him down if he's open, so we got to talk more, and we had to switch, and we had to just make sure we found him.
So he ended up with 14 in the first half, only got 8 in the second half to finish with 20. A great experience for you guys to be down here. You stay at the head of the pack in the Hawkeye 10. You wrap up the regular season now on Thursday with Creston. You took care of business tonight. You've taken care of business all season long. How fun was it to play down here? Obviously, you're hoping to get back here in a few weeks, but this experience tonight, how'd that shake out for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun playing here. It's fun to switch it up a little bit, get to play here, and then hopefully manifest and get used to it a little bit.
Absolutely. The first dunk attempt didn't quite go as you hope, but you got one later.
Yeah.
That was fun. Second half, they really weren't able to push you guys too much. What did you see that just allowed them to not hang out with you guys or hang in there with you guys.
Yeah. I'd say defensively. I mean, offense wasn't a problem. We were getting to the rim. We were knocking down shots. It's just we had to get stops because they were responding a lot in the first half to all of our makes. So we just had to get stops and talk and play defense together.
You'll wrap up the regular season on Thursday. Rackets are out now. What do you guys hope to take from tonight and the regular season with Thursday wrapping things up? You'll get about a week off then before the playoffs with the first round bye and everything. What are you guys hoping to clean up here in the next week, if there is anything?
I don't know. We're just going to stay focused. We're going to stay locked in, stay disciplined. And, yeah, just keep working, keep getting better, keep growing as a team.
Well, I had you as a team high 22 or 23 points somewhere in there. Griffin Glenn, congrats on the win, and best of luck down the stretch.
Thank you. Appreciate
That's
it.
That's Griffin Glenn of the Knights as they move to 18-3, 9-0 in the conference. And, again, they should be your Hawkeye 10 champs as long as nothing crazy happens. They've got at least a share no matter what. And now we'll chat with Sean Minahan of the Knights. And offensively, you guys were clicking early and often, 26 in the first quarter. You got to 47 in the first half. But as I mentioned with Griffin, halfway through the second quarter is kind of when the defense started to click a little bit. You were able to keep Cooper Hamilton contained. He went off for 14 in the first half and just, I think, 6 actually in the second half. So you were able to shut him down. You went on a big run of about 14-2, I think, going into halftime. What sparked that change for you guys defensively?
One was our tempo. They got a little bit tired trying to keep pace with our tempo. So they got – and but the problem was I told them, guys, I'm like, he's a really good shooter. He's got 63 made – he had 63 made threes going into the end of the game. Trainer did a really good job against him from the, on the three-point line. And I think he still scored, you know, 15, 20 points against Trainer. But they did a good job of taking away his three-point shot. And we didn't get our hand up. We didn't communicate very well in off-ball stuff, and we were supposed to talk and switch on that to deny it, and we didn't do a good job of that. So we got clean looks, and, you know, he knocked him down, and he was playing confidently. But our offense was clicking, and in transition, we were really effective tonight.
Obviously a great experience for all of you guys to come down here and play in a game where there's conference implications. You get a nice crowd to make the trip down here. Obviously, the goal is to be down here and win a few more games next month. But what was the experience like? You pretty much got everybody into play, too, down at the in the final minutes.
Yeah, the idea I had at the end of last year was I wanted to try to get a game in here against somebody. I was trying to get somebody from the eastern side of the state. It didn't work out. Luckily, St. Albert's agreed to this. I just want to give our guys a taste and really get them hungry to – not just play one game down here, but we want to, you know, make it a week-long event, but we have to make sure we're focused and taking one game at a time and being locked in from start to finish.
Postseason begins next week, and you sound like I did a few weeks ago. I know how that goes. So hopefully by next week you'll be back up to 100% too.
Yeah, I feel all right, but yeah, my voice is rough right now.
That was me. I was down for the count for about 3 days, and then for 2 weeks, it took a while to get my voice back. So good to see you up here. You get a nice win today. And a convincing win you really handled them tonight, so you got a lot to be happy with. Dylan Schoen, he was fantastic early. He was able to I don't think he missed a shot at the rim until he had about 6 under his belt. He was able to find openings in the defense, and he was able to finish, and I think he had a bunch of rebounds too.
Yeah,
so.
Transition, he was fantastic. He was attacking the rim, and they didn't really have an answer for him. You know, he's kind of a Swiss Army knife for us out there, and you got Jax out there. You know, he's defensive, offensively, he gets our guys going. Griffin's so athletic and can shoot. Ryan's a dominant force. Dylan can just carve people up, and he's just so under control at all times. It's fun to watch those guys, and Teddy got going. Teddy does such a good job. Tanner and Jordan did a good – Jordan hit some big threes for us in the second quarter. It's fun to watch those guys when you're clicking.
You guys are so fun to watch because you never know who's going to step up. Yep. You got everybody on the floor and even some of the guys off the bench. It could be their night. And tonight, Dylan and Griffin and Ryan all have big nights, and you mentioned some of the other ones. So congrats on the win. I'm glad you guys picked up the win in this environment, and we'll hopefully see a bunch of more wins here down the stretch. And yeah. talk to you in here in March, and we got to get there first.
Let's do that, yeah.
Win some games along the way. So.
One game at a time.
Absolutely.
And we'll get back.
Coach Minahan, appreciate your time here on our postgame show.
Thank you.
That's Sean Minahan of the Knights as they get a convincing win over St. Albert. Final score tonight, 93-64, and Mason back on our broadcast here to name our Culver's player of the game. And we talked early about Dylan Schoen. He had a fantastic first half, and Coach called him the Swiss Army knife, and he was doing it all. He had the rebounds, and he was knifing through the lane to get those layups, and had a block or two along the way too. So he had a fantastic impact on the Knights, especially early when the game was close. And then defensively, the Knights were able to get things going, and Schoen was a big part of that, too. But he's our Culver's player of the game.
Yeah, and there's not much more you can say for Dylan Schoen there. I mean, he's a guy that just dominated offensively there, getting to the rack and getting buckets up, and defensively having that block and a couple of rebounds as well really worked for him. So Dylan Schoen, very much well-deserved player of the game.
93-64, the final score. Final thoughts from the game tonight. Kemper controls St. Albert in the boys' game. Struggled earlier in the girls' game.
I'm glad you and I had the chance to do this. I'm glad that Kemper picked up one of the two victories, and I'm glad that both teams had fun, and I'm glad that, you know, this is what may not be the end of us being here this season.
That'll do it for our coverage tonight on the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. Again, Kemper boys win 93-64, and earlier tonight, the St. Albert girls knocked off Kemper to win the Hawkeye 10 64-17. I'm Nick Brinks along with Mason Nealand. So long from the KC Center in Des Moines. Thanks for listening, and good night.